Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, promise, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had back. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that, my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please welcome us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we'll listen. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that have grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable in the middle. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is True Grudge Racing Channel, and I'm your host, Big Sham. And my co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. The man on ones and twos is who? The legend. Brother Shaggy himself. Another great Thursday, y'all. I'm running. But we are here for your entertainment purposes. We are here. Let me give a shout out to Brother Leroy, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, every day. So by none. Off the trailer. Brother Mouse, Brother Shaky. You. Man, we appreciate y'all as always. Man, it's about to be April 1st. If you're not ready, get ready. If you're trying to play, get on up there and go to work. Hold on 1 second. Shaky, I hear you back there. Brother Mouse?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, brother? What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, man. Trying to turn this heat up outside, man, so we can start this year up.
Yeah, it's
We get the 50s, and the next thing you know, next day they talking about some more snow. We crazy around
here. Man, it's
here.
Crazy. It's supposed to be, let me see, tomorrow 60-something degrees tomorrow, then it's supposed to drop all the way back down Saturday to like 45 and maybe possible flurries or something. It ain't gonna stick, but it's just a matter of fact they still talking about flurries. I don't know. It's just a lot going on, but nonetheless, I mean, if it's a reflection of the winter that we had, man, it should be pretty good because we didn't have a. This was a very, very good winter for Chicago, so I'm hoping that it transcends over to man some good, decent weather for the summer. It don't even have to be hot.
Skip over all that rain.
No rain. Yeah, and let it rain, snow, and all that right now. And when it comes down to it, man, I always say if it can rain on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, I'm okay. Just don't let it rain on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. It just don't rain them days. Well, let's say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, for all intents and purposes. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's always something going on. I just saw, man, you know, Brother Lowe is down there in Texas. I heard he went 3-1. I saw that on Facebook. I'm going to have to write that down. Can somebody take note and just have, you know, this down just so we can collaborate these notes at the end of the year? I saw that on Facebook. He was down there in Texas, and I saw man, he played. It got up there 3-1, from my understanding, from what they said. So, man, kudos and shout out to Brother Lowe with that big wheel. He put the wheels on and take the wheels off. He don't care. You know, he just gonna get up there and play. So, I appreciate you, Brother Lowe. I want to take care of the business, man. So it has begun. It has begun. It should be pretty good. What y'all got? Come on, Mel. What's up, Brother Shaky? How you, sir?
Okay, try to control my breathing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to do that.
A little bit the mouth.
Get yourself together.
Yeah.
Get yourself together.
Yeah,
man,
it's still cold.
It's a lot going on, man. It's a whole lot going on, man. It's just, man. I hate to even talk about, man, sickness, death. It's just too much, man. Too much. Mm-hmm. I know y'all heard about Brother Casper. That just, you know, been in the COD game forever. Just, man, just crazy, man. Just, you know, it's ridiculous, man. But, man, pray for his family. Somebody else, too. Man, I went to like 4 or 5 funerals in the last 2 weeks, and it was just ridiculous, man. I'm burnt out, man. I ain't gonna lie, really burnt out. But who else? Hold on, y'all. Y'all take over the show right quick.
Yeah, we got so many people leaving.
Yeah.
Prayers out to everybody.
Yeah, you been working on your ride, brother?
Yeah, trying to get this last little bit, squeeze on in this chassis shop so I can get this last little things done so I can get the wiring it up and get some oil pressure.
You doing your wiring yourself or you got them doing it?
Yeah, I'm doing it myself.
Okay, dog.
Pretty much straightforward job. A lot of wires, but everything is already labeled everything, so I know what everything goes to, and shouldn't be too bad.
Wow. Yeah, they say tomorrow gonna be 61.
Yeah, supposed to be in the 60s tomorrow. I think it's supposed to have some thunderstorms tomorrow, but it's still supposed to be warm though.
That's a good sign. That's a real good sign. 60, and then
I'm
go
back.
Back down a little.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? Oh, that's
it. You know who it is. What you mean? Who is it? Really?
Yeah, not real good.
Unbelievable. You running the board. I know you're looking at it. If you ain't running, you're looking at it. You need to run this board. Man, so what's going on? I mean, It's a lot of stuff going on right now. It's short
so who,
time.
Who
April 1st.
Who is Brother Lowe? Who is Brother Lowe?
Brother Lowe got that boo, that blue boo, tree cop.
The one with Xavier?
No. I don't know if he's with a particular person, but shit, I can't tell. Lowe be all there everywhere. Every time I look up out of town, he got his car somewhere.
Ooh wee.
So he play, you know, he likes to play. But it's self evident you going all the way to Texas with some wheels and playing on the wheels. I saw it was on Facebook. So yeah, he doing his job. Yeah, you'll see the car, you'll know who it is exactly. Who it is. It's either time to put up or shut up. It's almost that time. It is almost that time. It has begun already. It has begun. Oh, shit. They say he moved to Texas. I didn't know that. Okay. All right, Lo. I didn't know he moved to Texas. All right. He down there playing. Okay. I didn't realize that. I know I've seen him in a few places. I've seen him in a few places out of town, you know, with his car. So that's a good deal, man. Hopefully he like it down there. He's down there playing, so it's all right. It is all right. So what y'all got? Man, it's coming. It's coming.
Time is getting short.
It's getting real, real short. I mean, I don't know, you know, should you have a topic or should you just, it's a free fall, man. It could be a free fall, you know. Let's see what the conversation what's gonna happen in the conversation.
When does 41 open?
April 15th.
Okay.
I think they getting ready. They getting ready.
Oh, okay. We got brother Lee here. Hold on, let me open up brother Lee. 773-26
Yeah, what the hell y'all got?
Oh,
I'm back. What I missed?
Mr.
Oh man.
Mr. Hitter.
Unbelievable.
What I missed.
You ain't missed nothing. We was waiting on, you know, the board was empty. And of course, nobody is. They waiting. They waiting.
Empty.
So
I just came on.
No,
I heard you talking about somebody out of town with a cop.
Nobody wants to say nothing. We just. I got on late. So, but you know, plenty of opportunity for, you know, if somebody wants to engage in conversation, some kind of useful dialogue. How about that? Useful dialogue, not just.
I got on late, Sam. I heard you talking about somebody out of town with a car. Who was you talking about, sir?
Big Low. No, not Big Low, but you know Low with the boo. They say he moved down there, though.
Oh, you're talking about Josh Low?
Yeah, Low with the boo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I seen him on Facebook.
Now,
he's
what
down
are you
there
talking
playing
about?
with his car.
Now, let me ask you this, Sam. I just heard you say you want a useful conversation. What are you talking about?
I'm saying some,
you
know, that you
about?
Can learn from. You know, sometimes you can have conversations and they just, you know, it's just for, you know, entertainment purposes only. And then sometimes you can have
I get it. I'm just asking.
Intellectual
just asking,
dialogue.
I hear
you
a
know,
lot of,
something that you can.
I hear a lot of
you know,
rhetoric on your shows and people be arguing stuff and you never regulate that. So I'm not. I'm trying to
well,
figure
I mean,
out
you know, it happens. You know, I believe it happens, but I'm saying, you know, it's an opportunity to start. You know, people wanna you know have some kind of good dialogue. You know, that's the purpose. Sometimes, you know, we wanna listen and learn. You know, or even participate in the conversation. You know, if be so, whatever y'all wanna do. I was on y'all show earlier.
Oh.
I told them all these people that was on there, come on, and let's you know, because sometimes on the morning show it could go wherever you want it to go. It could be intellectual, it could be you can be whoever you want to be. You can be somebody that you're not. It can be a great dialogue, and then it could be no construction. So,
right.
All
well,
the people that was on there.
I got a question for the panel. I have a question
okay.
for the panel. Because, you know, I keep hearing this word keep floating around and this and that. And I just like to, you know, I just want to know y'all input. I want to know, you know, to define.
What word you hear?
And could y'all, I'm going to tell you in 1 second if you would allow me to, sir. You want to have an intellectual conversation, but you won't let me finish.
Okay.
Now, like I was saying, sir.
Okay.
I hear this word floating around, and I need for you all, if you can, not because some of y'all can, if you can define what it means and tell me who is this in the race world, because I think people would have to tell you who it is, not them proclaiming themselves to be that. The GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can you define the word GOAT? Which I know what it means. Greatest of all time. But I like to know who that you think or whoever think is the greatest of all time in the race world, because they're floating this word around and things and self-proclaiming and all this stuff. I just want to know, Sham. I mean, I know you're laughing and shit, you know, supposed to be intellectual.
So,
shit, but you're laughing because you have an idea, I think. I think you have an idea.
Okay, well, let me kind of go a little further. And you talking about in Chicago for grudge racing? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can just say Chicago. We just use Chicago. We can use that.
I will use, okay. I mean, because, you know, it's a broad spectrum when you get to talking about worldwide and so forth and so on. But Chicago,
so
who is
talk about
the
Chicago
GOAT?
Because a lot of people don't know people from out of town and stuff like that, you know. So
yeah,
we just talk about who they know or who they met around.
Now, you said the GOAT, the greatest of all time. I mean, there are, I mean, I've always said this. So it's difficult. Do anybody want to answer that? Do anybody, before I say what I'm going to say, Mal, in your opinion, Brother Shaky, in your opinion, do y'all want to give your opinion about his question or answer his question?
I got an opinion, but my opinion, I haven't been around most of the people y'all been around.
Okay.
So mine's kind of
That's right.
Okay,
you know,
so that's a definitive answer.
My
spectrum
ain't as broad
as y'all. Right, okay.
I don't really think
I
it's a wrong answer. I don't think it's a right and wrong answer. I guess it's just who you believe. But now if you just get outrageous and say somebody to go and everybody on the phone know they ain't raised nobody, then, I mean, you know, you're getting a little out of
that's,
shape.
That's
kind of
difficult to upset. But it's still, nonetheless, it's still your opinion. But, yeah.
There you go. I want to call off. I'm on mute.
I was called two names.
Okay.
I would say drag, and I would say skin.
Okay. Okay, stop right there. Thank you. Brother Shaky.
Yes.
Would you like to indulge on this answer to this question? That Brother
No, I like to listen.
Okay. Okay. So you don't want to answer. You don't want to answer. Okay. Lowrider, where you at? I thought I saw Lowrider. Kid, your mic is open. Kid, do you have an answer, Brother Kid?
I got a couple. CW, skin, drag.
Okay. That goddamn CW.
That's more than a couple. But okay, I like that. So that's like where I was kind of gonna try to go with the answer in a sort of sense. I believe, you know, that this GOAT it's so many errors in this grudge racing thing that in my opinion, it's difficult to say who the GOAT. Now, you really can't go wrong with those names, but I think it's kind of like I'll just use for an example CW, it might not be no skin. Without Rabbit, there is no drag. So it's kind of errors. It's too many errors.
I got a few more if you want me to name some.
Well, I mean, Now, you understand the question, the goat of grudge racing. Come on, I want to hear your answer. If you can give me a couple more, come on.
Quite a bit of them. Got Nate Hill from the South Side. I consider him a goat. O.C. Trice off the West Side. Consider them goats. You know, you got so many different people.
Okay.
Don't know one just stand out in my book.
Okay. Oh, now that's the difference. See, that's the thing. It's like the goat, he got to stand out. He got to be, you know, he is a standout. You can't, I mean, some of these names, it's difficult to compare compare with the body of work that certain people have done over that 10 years. I think it's kind of difficult, but hold on. I don't want to monopolize that time. Lowrider, can you come on? Let me see. Pete, I'm coming.
Hey,
I'm coming,
hey,
Pete.
Sam.
I'm coming.
I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, I can't hold it in. I just wanted to know, did anybody think Rob was a goat?
Let them answer first. Please let them. I don't think they heard you. Let them get it out. Then you can. I'm gonna give you a time to rebuttal. Just please let them answer. You ask and let these people answer, and then we can rebut after. We can, you know, we can kind of change their mind or get them another perspective. You know, just let them answer. So come on, Lowrider. Can you answer that question, please?
I mean, can you hear me? Sensei, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, I know. So, yeah, I understand what his question's leading to, where it's going, but I believe Kid hit the nail on the head. Drag would be the greatest racer to come through the city of Chicago in the last 40 years. I think Skin would be next.
In your opinion. Now, this is just – these are opinions
These are only opinions. This is an opinionated question, so I can only give my opinion.
Yeah.
I think,
well, we know that you're never wrong and you always right. So that's why I made
always
that.
Right.
That's right.
So go ahead. And I truly think what you said is directly 100% right. Without CW, a lot of us would not even have been heard of. You know, he was a trendsetter. See, people get the greatest of all times and trendsetters confused.
No.
CW set the table for what came after him. Him, guy like CW, Olsen, Harry Dog, Rabbit. These guys set the table. Then you came behind them with the likes of the Big Drags, the Bald Heads. I don't know how Nate got in there. Nate was good, but I don't know how he got in the greatest. But to get out the way and let someone else talk, Drag, the greatest ever.
Please
do. He's traveled all over the world racing. And race in different aspects of racing. Skin would be
Sensei. Wait a minute. Sensei, we are only. Let's be clear. Let's not talk about it. We're talking only grudge racing, which where it was on the street and at the racetrack, one or the other, or both. It's just you know, that's what we're going off of. We're not going off of nothing but grudge racing. That's the only thing we're going by, okay? And it's not taken away from nothing that somebody did, but we just purely talk. This is a grudge, a true grudge. I am true grudge. It is true grudge. This is true grudge. That's what we're talking about. So I'll go with that.
Like,
so let me hold on.
I'll say this and I get out the way.
No, don't go nowhere.
I'm going to let someone else talk. I'm going to go and mute someone
else
talk.
I'm going to say this before I go.
Whatever you do, do not hold Ross mic up. I'm going to mute.
Oh, my God. Pete, where did Pete go? Let me see. My glasses. Let me get my glasses. Pete, did he? Wait. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Okay. Pete, come on.
What's up? I think it's somebody that was racing a long time ago and raced all the way to the end and always racing on the street. That's what I think the goat is. Drag did it. Rich Kid did it. I won't take it away. DeeDee did it. Okay. DeeDee was out there racing all this time and still racing. I think that's what I think a GOAT in my
district. Okay. So, well, and what you're saying, you can only go, but they can only go, I mean, as far as the longevity-wise, you can only go as far as, you know, your tenure. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why I said era. You know, eras are important. You know, what did you do? What body of work did you bring to the table in your era? That's why, I mean, that's how you're going to determine who the GOAT is. If in fact there is one GOAT, I don't know if you can really say it, but like I say, the eras are important. So that's your opinion. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see. Chicken Man.
Hey, man, I'm just joining y'all guys, and I'm just hearing about this GOAT shit. I ain't no GOAT.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to be no GOAT. I'm still a participant, and my legacy is still being written as we talk today. Von Punk-ass, Zay, all these other motherfuckers that want to run, they know how to get up. These motherfuckers ain't no motherfucking racers, man. They just turned into promoters now, man. They fucking promoters, man. They fucking promoters now,
man.
The motherfuckers,
hey,
them boys in Michigan that took over Zay's car, he's promoting his car now. He out, man. This fat ass ain't driving.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
The motherfucking Tutu that took over Von in them car, now his ass ain't driving now. He's a promoter now.
Wait,
man,
Terrio.
This ain't no racing no more.
Wait,
yes,
Terrio, please. Terrio, please.
Hey, man.
I'm going to turn y'all loose.
Man. This
I'm gonna
is
turn y'all
facts,
loose.
Man. But I'm just trying to tell you, I ain't no GOAT. I didn't got my ass whooped since I've been racing. I've been getting my ass whooped, but I'm still playing and I'm participating. And I'm trying to fucking go, man. These motherfuckers here, they talk this shit. They ain't trying to race, but they want to act like they irrelevant and shit, man. You talking about motherfuckers that have been doing it for a long time, Drag. He's still trying to fucking go. DeeDee, he's still fucking trying to fucking go. Three Love, he's still trying to go. You still trying to go. All these fake-ass racers, man, that's how they do it. Get on their motherfucker. Hey, stop calling your True Grudge. Call it True Picnic at your motherfucking race. That's all they doing is barbecuing and picnicking, man. These motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Oh, my
call
God.
You got Preacher Boy. He a Preacher Boy, a long-timer. He's still trying to fucking race. And you got to give crops to the motherfucker. There ain't something, man, that man ain't been through hell. And this motherfucker steady trying to drag race. That's a true motherfucker. That's that motherfucker is who you talk about trying to
Terrio.
Race. A motherfucker
okay.
like Jack.
You know
who the fuck is Jack, man?
But,
hold it, man.
Terrio.
But this ain't Jack. When have you ever heard of Jack? A motherfucking Jack is like something that you, it's something like you eat. And you go, yeah, it's like, yeah.
Now, you know
ain't no racist,
what I'm trying to do. This is going to disrupt what I'm
what
trying
to
do. I'm trying to.
Okay, well, tell me what
you're
trying
on.
To do.
Hold on. I'm trying to answer Brother Skin's question. Can you please, before I turn you loose.
What was the question? Okay,
the
but just tell me that
what was
the question was.
Who is the GOAT of True Grudge Racing, in your opinion?
No.
Can you just
give the GOAT,
if it's
in
one
my
name,
opinion. In my opinion, I'm gonna go on some facts. The GOAT we know of the street racing is my dad, Skin. That motherfucker there,
okay.
The GOAT of motherfuckers going in the streets. This my opinion now in Chicago.
Okay, that's it.
The
that's
GOAT
all we
of
going
about. On in the street. Hold it. We talking about street cars. I'm talking about these everyday cars that the man racing. He didn't transform to that bitch shit. Now he's fucking with these little street cars. The man will go, man. The man been out there. He going to fucking go. As far as these fast cars that's going, Von don't get the credit of GOAT because that he was going. I know his circumstances, but he didn't turn into a promoter now. So he's out the picture. He didn't do all the credit.
You just not
going to
let it go.
And he built out. That motherfucker just out the picture. DeeDee, he's been doing it for a long time. I can't knock it. The man been very successful at this shit. He could be considered in the ranking of a GOAT of this track shit because the man been doing it for a long, long time. Drag could be considered. You got candidates that could be considered now. You got DeeDee.
Mm-hmm.
You got Drag.
Okay.
let me think. Because, see, to be the GOAT, I'm going into this era that's still capable of doing this shit, man. We'll tell the motherfuckers to get up there and go, man. These youngins out here now, man. See, the only reason I can't throw my classification of me and the GOAT, me and there, because I've been doing it for so long, but I didn't took ass whoopings, but I would get back up there and go. If you want to throw, you take away the ass whooping, a motherfucker that's going to go, I'm going to throw me in there. If you're talking about a motherfucker that's going to go, that's going to fucking
go. No, we're not putting you in there.
Go.
We know, I know what you are. We, and that is,
okay,
you are 100%
okay,
right. But we talking about the GOAT. We're talking about the GOAT now. We're talking about
I'd
the
be
GOAT.
A jackass,
we're
though.
About the GOAT right
okay,
now.
The GOAT. Okay, then we talking about the GOAT, the motherfucker
Terrio.
That come through. A motherfucker that come through.
Terrio.
I can't think of motherfuckers that come through. I got you. Them,
okay.
Them three names.
Okay, just hold on, Terrio. Let me
okay.
open up these mics.
Okay.
I, don't go nowhere.
Okay,
hold still. I'm going to turn you loose.
Right.
I just
let me calm
down. I'm going to turn you loose.
And I'm listening, man.
Okay.
I got to calm down, man.
I'm
going to
turn you loose.
This
yeah,
shit,
give me
man.
1 second. Vaughn, come on, Vaughn.
What up?
What
y'all,
up with it?
Y'all,
did you hear the question?
This jackass where the GOAT is. He a fucking jackass. He a motherfucking.
Dad, you know, please, Vaughn, like don't sod him. Please don't sod him.
All right,
I'm
letting y'all. Y'all got 15 minutes to get the discussion out, and I'm on his triple ass.
Damn.
Okay, well, come on, so I can turn y'all loose. Just,
nah,
we just
nah,
trying to
man,
go somewhere.
I agree with y'all saying. If y'all wanna, I don't know. I feel like it's a land of goats for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? But I'm laying on the same names y'all laying on. Skid, I say so more so Skid because the stuff dragon did. I guess I heard about it more than seen it. I was a little bit probably before what I had going on, because the last many years, goddammit, drag been sent back, but I know his body of work though. But as far as that grudge racing shit, man, or some gambling with them goddamn vehicles and them cars, man, skin up there, you know what I'm saying? The new, y'all already know who the new GOAT is. You know what I'm saying? So Chicago has saved heads with me and Zay sitting in the cut. You know what I'm saying? So, but Terrio ain't did shit.
Wait. So, okay. Go ahead.
I'm the LeBron James of this shit. Y'all can be the GOAT. I'm the LeBron James of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna break some numbers before it's over with.
Nah,
hey,
you know,
these numbers.
Hey Vaughn, let me just say this. If you listen to what Skin asked and what he said in the very beginning, he said somebody else got to. You can't say what you are. Somebody else got to say your name. Somebody else got to give you the recognition to be that GOAT. Anybody can say they the GOAT. Rob said he the GOAT, but what do that mean? That's the we just saying somebody else got to call your name. Somebody else has to give you that.
We all know Rob was off his goddamn medication when he said that shit. We know
man.
That.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just don't go nowhere. Let me see. Hold on. Yak, come on, Yak. Give it to me. Let me see.
And fuck Terrio with his bitch ass.
Oh my God! Come on,
damn,
Yak. Please don't do it.
How you really feel?
Yak? Hold on, hold that in.
Hey, Yak. Terry, I mean, Vaughn just said I got 15-20 minutes.
Don't. Oh, Terry,
I got 15-20 minutes.
Fried motherfucker chicken and paint cars with his bitch ass.
Oh Lord. Okay.
Hold on,
okay.
Hold on,
are you going to answer this question? Hold on,
y'all.
Yes.
Y'all won't be the beat.
Man,
I can
you
be
can't
the
say
beat.
That.
Y'all
Terrio,
be
quiet. Terrio, don't y'all do it.
I'm going to mute y'all.
I'm going to put y'all in the private room. Y'all want to talk in the private room? Because I'm trying to go somewhere. I'm going to turn y'all loose. Give me a few minutes. Just give me. Please give me a few minutes.
Okay, you get to drag. You get to drag. You get to shorty. I give to Lenny. Who else was out there doing all that work?
That's
you gotta
that's
get to the
right there.
You gotta get to the Trans Am boys too now. They've been out there long. Still going now. get to drilling them too now.
Oh man, now you saying something? These are opinions.
Man,
this is the day of
opinions. Y'all be getting it Mr. Screw though, man. Some of these motherfuckers ain't legends. They just old ass racists. It's a difference. It's a difference than an old ass racist and a legend.
Hey, Vaughn, and it's a difference between a person that a goat and being the goat. It's a big difference. It's different.
Yeah.
So. So it go both ways. A goat is maybe we should have a definition. I'm gonna let him, since he prompted the question in the beginning, I'm gonna let him have his few words and then I'm gonna turn y'all loose. Hold on, Jeremiah, come on.
Yeah, let me say this right quick, man. I hear what y'all said and all of that, but you know, when you got niggas that stone cold haters, sometimes you gotta promote yourself. So if that man feel like he the GOAT, or this person feel like they a veteran, or shit, sometimes you gotta put yourself out there for niggas to be like, you know what, man, that nigga did give a nigga 18 cars in the breakup. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, that nigga did run up on on the Skyway.
Hey Jeremiah,
hold on 1 second, Sam.
Jeremiah,
okay, go ahead.
I don't misconstrue what we saying. You saying yo that's good what you saying, but let's be clear. It is so many veterans. It is so many people that are that will go. You know, they got hearts of lions. They will get up when nobody else will. But it's a difference between, that's like saying Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley to me. I'm just saying Charles Barkley was a dog, but was he Michael Jordan? No, and he'll tell you that. Was Larry Bird. Larry Bird was not Jordan, but he was a killer.
Hey, Sam.
So it's a big difference.
Hey, Sam.
It's a big difference between the GOAT and, excuse me, that is my statement. The GOAT and
the sheep.
And a dog.
The GOAT and the sheep.
It's a difference. So I just want you to give me your opinion on who you think the GOAT is.
Yes,
if it's more than one person, or is it whoever you think it is. Just get at it. And then I'll turn it loose.
Well,
I'm gonna start out by saying this.
Hey, Jesus Christ is the true GOAT, the only GOAT. But now, who do I think is a great of our time?
Jeremiah, what are you talking about? I said grudge race. Come on, stay with me. Stay with me. What are you talking about?
Say what I had to say. But
Jesus is the best.
I want to say to me, one of the greats of our time, as much as I don't like it, I would have to say Ken is one of the greats, especially when it comes down to street racing. I would have to say that is the greatest of our time as it pertains to street racing, because he evolved the game of street racing. So street racing,
I don't think he evolved the game. I just think he learned how to adapt and keep switching with the next generation.
Well, but let me say this, Vaughn. Let me tell you why I say he evolved the game. Because if he was the person that created the not just the adapting, but he created the circumstance to have to adapt. So why you think a young boy is respecting so much? It's because
I don't think Skin changed no time. Skin changed with time.
He transcended Vaughn. He transcended eras, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
He went from one era to another era.
I understand what you're saying,
and was successful in those eras.
But does that not make you what is considered to be the GOAT? Because
Jeremiah, hold on. We asking your opinion on who you believe. That's all. Who you believe?
What's up, brother? I said for street racing is gonna be Skin. For the track. Honestly, man, for the track, for me, it would have to be it's a toss-up between Zay and Vaughn for me. It's a toss-up.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Okay, that's good enough. That's good enough. Hold on. Sensei, come on, say what you're going to say before I turn off. Anybody else want to answer, press the one button.
The first thing
come on, Sensei.
The first thing that we need to understand is when you say a body of work, G-O-A-T, that stands for the greatest of all time. Von, my man, 100. But the books ain't been wrote on it. Zay, my man, 100. The books haven't been wrote on it. In order to classify something as the greatest of all time, the books has got to be wrote.
Yeah.
And they hadn't been. Von, them got 100 years of racing left. The only somebody's name should be in this conversation should be Skin, Drag, and CW.
K-Rose
right there.
And
Drag is the greatest of all time. Skin, the greatest street race of all time. CW is the seller. He paid the
okay.
way.
Those
should
are
nobody else name be mentioned?
Let me remind everybody. These
I ain't always right. I'm not always
like
right.
Everybody
I'm just
else.
Never wrong. She
this
never
is true.
Mentioned.
That's right.
You cannot label a person as the greatest of all time when they're still putting in great work. They could do something better next year than they did this year. You can't label them as the greatest of all time. They're still working.
Well, hey, Sensei,
so,
if you
say
that,
that is
Drag is still racing, Sensei.
True.
And Skin
yeah,
is still
I
racing.
Yeah,
but
the thing with Drag and Skin,
Yeah,
but I don't think you understand what they saying, Sensei. I don't think you understand. Let me give you my definition. The greatest of all time. I think it's I can't put a year on it, but I think you would have to be doing some, like however long it lasts. Like okay, like basketball, that would be like probably 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Racing, I would say 30 or more, something like that. But some people might think it's more. But my definition of it, the greatest of all time, is at least you done won 70 to 80% of your races, and you just done it well for a number of years, like 30 years plus. I'm gonna say 30.
That's
I'm gonna put a cap on it at 30.
Here.
I'm gonna say right.
Don't
I'm gonna say 30
mean.
Years plus.
Do
it don't mean nothing, Sam. Because you're still doing it. Michael Jordan could still be playing basketball. That has nothing to do with it. I'm saying that has nothing to do with the body of work that you put in for 15 years. That's what I'm saying. You can't come in here, like I'm going to use an example. You can't come in here 4 years ago and you've been tearing ass up and now it's only you only been doing it for 4 years, but you think you could overshadow a body of work of 30 years. A motherfucker that won 75-80% of his races in 30-something
mm-hmm.
years. You going to come in 3 years and say, ooh, I'm the greatest of all time. No, I don't think
right.
you go like that.
Right.
That's just my opinion. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I kept trying to cut you off, Sam, but you wouldn't listen.
No, no.
I was trying to give you the definition of what I was saying.
Okay, let me give you another example of it. So since you say that, let's just say if it's for argument's sake, whoever it could be, let's just say they're not racing anymore. But in their tenure, when they were racing, they raced for the same. You said 30 years. So for 30 years, they have been putting this work in for 30 years. But they don't
I know,
race
Sam,
anymore.
Sam, you saying the same thing I'm saying? What are you talking about?
Oh no, I'm just
you're
I'm
saying
just asking,
the same
I'm
thing that
questions.
I'm saying. Listen, that's
right,
why
right.
I'm saying Drag name got to be. What I'm saying is Drag don't have to race no more. I can think
right,
I can
right.
stop racing right now. What I'm saying is it's not
mm-hmm.
because you stopped or you still doing it. It's the number
right.
of years, the repetition.
Okay, okay.
That's what I'm talking about,
right,
man.
Right.
I'm not talking
okay,
about.
Okay.
I'm not this ain't what I'm talking about, Sam. I'm not talking about, man, such and such put in work last year. He a one-hit wonder, man. That's
right,
what I'm saying.
Right.
He could have won 10
and,
in
okay.
a row last year. That's a one-hit wonder.
We got to also say, it's
yeah,
not
you
just,
remember
okay.
that.
Not
you
just,
remember the year he
We
did.
Got to also say, it's not just putting in a great body of work for world peace. It means to be great over a repetition of time.
Well, I just
great,
said 30
like
years.
Ballhead
yeah.
said,
say 30
he said like 20,
right.
30 years,
right.
you know. You wasn't good 2 or 3 years. You was garbage for 5 or 6, and then you was good for a year. You was garbage for 10. No, you was.
Yeah, or you took
you
off.
Was
now you took off for 5 years. Right, now
so,
you came
so
back and you took off 10 years.
So
I ain't talking about
when,
no shit
when
like
you
that.
When do we stop living?
When do we stop living in the past, man? That's all I need to know. When do we start getting towards?
I don't understand what you mean.
Don't beat me up. Don't
Jeremiah,
beat me up. Don't
that has nothing
okay.
to do. I'm not going to beat you up.
May I
I'm trying to tell you it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. That's like we could go right now and say, let's don't talk about none of us. Let's talk about what happened all the way up to 1980. You can't tell us what to talk about, Jeremiah.
No, I'm not saying
just,
like that, Charlie. I give you.
I know what you're
too.
Saying, but you're worried about. But listen to what I'm saying. I'm not mad
hold
at you, Jeremiah. I'm telling you, you're worried about
okay.
the wrong thing. You're worried about
no.
the past.
Hey,
why?
I want to get Jeremiah.
Hold on, Sensei.
May I get Jeremiah?
Hold on, Sensei.
I'm going on me.
Hold on. Go ahead, Flop, before I say what I'm going to say. Go ahead.
I was just going to answer Jeremiah's question. You never stop, quote, as you say, living in the past, because if you don't refer to your past, at some point you may be bound to repeat it, whether it's good or bad, but you have to use your past as a reference to tell you where you want to go in your present and future.
Exactly. I agree with that. Now,
right.
my question,
let me say,
Hold on, Jeremiah.
The GOAT question in basketball is Michael Jordan. They say LeBron, Michael Jordan. Michael
so
Jordan.
So why
are
they still talking
about
the past?
It's been the past. For I don't know how long. So how. How can you not in the past to talk about the GOAT?
I'm going to tell you why.
They're still comparing people to Michael Jordan. He's still selling gym shoes.
Okay, Charlie, he was marketable. Let's start off there. If we're going to say that, Michael Jordan was more marketable than any other NBA player in his era. He was more marketable and controlled, and when they could not control him, they assassinated his father to show him that we need you back the way we need you back.
Man, come on.
Point blank period, man.
Please don't get into that, man. I'm trying to figure out what that got to do with what we're talking about.
It was brought up. So I'm bringing it back.
No, we just brought up that they're still mentioning the man's name.
You got to get – Charlie, give me 10 seconds to finish my thought.
This man going into politics. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So, again, so he was the marketable person. You have some people in the era of the 70s to say that Dr. J was better than Michael Jordan or Larry Bird. You have people that really think this stuff. But what I'm saying is that was the past. Now, in that era, Michael Jordan was the greatest. Would Michael Jordan be the greatest in his prime versus LeBron James? I don't believe he would be, because I believe LeBron James was more athletic, is more athletic than what Michael Jordan was in that time, right? So when you start talking about today's races versus yesterday's races, okay, guess what? All I'm saying is these cars today.
Who got all that noise?
A whole lot faster. I don't know, but listen, I'm gonna say this: these cars today is a whole lot faster than them cars was back in the 90s. Y'all was okay going 13, 20s out the back door. You got street cars coming off the showroom floor. Going 890s out the back door. Them cars, for them guys that were going that fast, them were your big drags and people like that. So what I'm saying is time has evolved. So I'm not saying don't talk about the past, but I'm saying while you're talking about the past, slide in there who is the greatest at this point in time as well.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Let's not just
Jeremiah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let me dialogue with Jeremiah for a second. How did you not say, how you fix your mouth to say, you remain, I mean, we talking out in the background, but check this out, Jeremiah. Greatness is always being compared the future to the past. Now, you said, some people said Julius was the greatest. Jordan was compared to Dr. J until he surpassed Dr. J.
Then he took over.
he surpassed him. Okay, Barry Bonds was compared to Babe Ruth until he surpassed him. He was compared to Hank Aaron until he surpassed him. In other words, he was compared to the history until he passed the history. So you got then,
right?
Even in today's world, now I heard you say something about the 13-second cars. 13-second cars in that era was flying. It's no different than comparing a 10-second car in the 90s to comparing an 8-second car now. That was the ET back then, Jeremiah. Just like they come, the cars come off the showroom floor dead back then, doing the same thing they're doing now. No different. No different. And in the future, you're going to have cars that come off that's going to surpass this time. At the end of the day, man, you have to compare the future to what happened in the past. Now, do your present surpass your past? There's no one in the game of racing today that has surpassed what Ballhead has done on the street or what Drag has done on the street and the track. Now, I got one more thing I'm going to tell them. Got away today. They said the young people respect skin. They respect them for the fact that they can't beat him. That's where your respect coming from. They ain't in love with skin. They don't care what they had about it. They don't respect him because he's skin, because he's bald. No, they respect him because he come out here and he finds ways to take
care of
money. I thought
you was getting out the way, man.
Shut up.
Okay. All right. Let me, okay. So,
hey, that shut up was so smooth. Shut up.
Preacher boy. Hey, control
Whoa.
Y'all
Who
mic.
Got the train
Please
in the
control
background,
y'all mic.
Man.
Control
yeah,
y'all mics.
Me,
I'm about to start
fucker.
Going through the mic. I'm going. Oh, okay. Hold on. I know.
I
know what line he's.
I sure wish
Sam,
you would.
I keep going on mute, so don't shut me off.
I'm about to. That man. Stop doing the fag shit. Please stop doing it. Preacher boy.
Yes.
Get that
doing,
motherfucker
man?
Off your line.
Ain't nobody on my line.
No, I ain't talking to you, preacher boy.
Oh,
go ahead.
Listen, I've been doing
Who
this
is the
since the 80s.
Who was the goat to you, preacher boy? Huh?
I'm gonna explain to you. I've been doing this since the 80s. I had D.D. around me. I had Droop around me. I had Osi around me. Those are goats. If it had to be history, it's a lot of us that's been doing this since the 80s. Been doing this, and they don't get mentioned. And you got a lot of people, but living, you got Dee Dee, you got Drag, right now as I know of. That's the goal.
Those are your picks?
Those are my picks if I can't put myself in there.
Dee Dee's still doing this every day.
Okay, that sounds good. Hold on, let me open up Leon. Hold on one second. I'm going to turn y'all loose. Come on, Leon. Off the trailer, you there?
Hey, I don't know. I don't even know who overhit the one button because I was just missing. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just missing. Whoever hit it, they need to not hit my fucking phone.
I got a question for you. I got a question for Big Sham.
Okay,
Sham, hey Sham, and when we talk about the GOAT, are we speaking of drivers, or are we speaking of all around wrenching on their own cars, drivers? Gambling, the whole, what do we, I just want to know. Because that might change the scope of things for me, so that's why I want to know.
Okay,
what
hold on. Skin asked the question. Skin, can you answer that question?
Well, we know you ain't doing none of that shit, so you go on mute, man. That's the real
man,
race.
Man,
he's
my tipping for nothing.
Wait,
ain't no
wait,
Dario. Last time I tried to say something, goddamn it, you setting me up for some other shit. Y'all go on with it.
Come on, Skin. I'm just curious. What?
Y'all go on with it, man, because they want to change everything around to what they want to say, but they didn't have no damn topic.
I thought he just put Terry on.
They didn't have no
damn topic. I thought he just put Terry on you. But Skin,
hold on, everybody. Skin, can you just give the definitive answer to what you believe the GOAT is?
Man, I
so
already
won't
told
be no
you. I said,
I've
been doing
please,
this shit
it, please.
For 30 years. Been racing for 30 years plus. I wouldn't give a fuck if you had your mama car. I wouldn't give a fuck who car you had. You've been racing, man. You're racing. You know what racing is? Sam, get your ass up there. I don't know who the fuck car you got and don't care. I beat your ass or you beat my ass.
racing, man, and won majority of your races, man. You might have had 10,000 races, and you won at least 8,000 of them. So I be laughing at some of this shit I be hearing. It be funny to me. But, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, there's a lot of names that could be called. That's tremendous racist. But, again, we got to get away from a person that's doing a good body of work right now versus the word G-R-E-A-T.
Hey, listen, you said it best, Low Rider, but they don't like what you say no way, so I wish you would text it to somebody else so they could say it, but they don't like what the fuck you said. You said it best when you said Larry Bird a bad motherfucker, Magic Johnson a bad motherfucker. That don't mean they the GOAT. They got damn Michael Jordan the GOAT, boy. Then you look around, it's Kobe Bryant next, motherfucker. Then LeBron somewhere, third, fourth, or fifth, some motherfucking where. Man, LeBron can't walk in no fucking Michael Jordan shoes. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Say it again, Sean. Say it again, Sean. Say it again.
You motherfuckers crazy, man.
You're
that's just like what's your name. It ain't because you got your ass whooped. It's how you rebound, how you deal with adversity. That motherfucker
overall
Muhammad
game.
Ali was the greatest of all time, motherfucker.
Yes.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Say it again,
Sean. Then y'all get to getting educated. Then you want to look it up and all. Man, stop all that. Oh, is it this? Is it that?
Hey,
you know what it is?
Hey,
you
boy,
niggas
hey.
Just don't want. That's why I was laughing at. Hold on 1 second, bro. D. I'm on the road right now. That's why I was laughing when stupid ass Jeremiah going to say, what the fuck did he say, man? Something dumb as fuck. It ain't got nothing to do with that. It don't have nothing to do with that shit he was talking about. I can't believe what he's saying. He's going all into some other shit that ain't got nothing
not,
to do
not
with nothing.
Jerry
oh,
Meyer.
I know what he said. I know what he said. Somebody said something about it's some haters. You can't hate on greatness, nigga. They didn't like Michael Jordan, motherfucker, but they can't do nothing about it. When you tearing a nigga ass up, ain't nothing they can do about it. Now, let's just say we had a poll, and me and Vaughn raced 2,000 races apiece. Yeah, Vaughn might have to do more than me if they like me more than him, but he can make himself be great. He just got to win more than me. If they like me more than Vaughn or they like Vaughn more than me, you just look at the statistics and you go by what the fuck you want to go by. Now, Vaughn might have to win 50 more races more than me or vice versa. I might have to win 50 more than him, but you can't hate on greatness, damn fool. Talking about some haters. Like they can say something different. But you got other motherfuckers saying this and that.
Vaughn himself. Vaughn himself will tell you he has not put in the body of work to be classified as the greatest of all time.
No.
He'll tell that himself. So if the
I agree with you, but y'all dismissing the fact y'all went to the basketball analogy, and Jeremiah did say the same thing when he said, is y'all considering – driving, working on the car, this, that, the third.
I said racing. That's not the same thing.
Okay, it is because you just used the basketball analogy, and you said if this man pass, if he can rebound, if he can woo-woo.
We didn't say none of that, man. I don't even know what you're talking about. Skin never said that. Hey, Vaughn, bet 500, we're going to go back and listen to the show.
I never said that. Anybody want to split this bet then?
Just because you mistaken don't mean you lying. You just mistaken. I know what you just said.
Now, I know what he said and what in the context he was using it in, but he used that term.
What term are you using?
Anybody want that rebound term?
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. That's just Jeremiah just said.
Anybody want to talk about that bit? I'm willing to cover it.
Vaughn, the analogy is I use it. I said just because you using a Magic Johnson or a Bird, they were killers, but they are not considered, not even in the running for the GOAT. That was
no,
the analogy.
But Skin said when you consider the GOAT, you got to do think about the whole package, and that's when he started naming other shit. He said you got to think about the whole package. And that's all Jeremiah was saying. He's like, if we going
I don't remember saying
package,
that. I remember
draft,
saying
yeah.
racing.
Hey,
I said racing. I didn't say nothing much. About no
Vaughn.
No goddamn what, no goddamn
what,
working on no car what, and who car it is. I ain't said no shit like that.
But what Jeremiah pushed Vaughn was, when are we going to get out of the past and come in the present? And I'm trying to get Jeremiah to understand the word GOAT means just what it means. Something being done great over a long period of time. Everyone that's being classified as great, and no matter what they in. So I'm gonna tell you all the funny part over there. The funny part is when you're trying to have a decent dialogue among men. You got an old, stupid, grown, old, far-eyed nigga on the phone that makes stupid noise and think it's funny. That'd be the funny part of it. And think it's funny.
Well,
hey,
if anybody
had
any
they don't want you to have one. Yes, sir.
These people is misconstruing what I said. I said you rebound from adversity. I ain't said nothing about no getting no rebounds from no basketball. Now, I'm going to pay money on that.
You wasn't the one that said anything about rebounding basketball. That was sensational.
I ain't said nothing about no rebounding. I thought they was talking about rebounding from basketball.
You didn't say when you talk about the coach, you think about the whole package.
Listen what I said. You can fact check it. I said racing, doing whatever you do, and you rebound from adversity. Winning 70-some% of your races, 70 to 80% of your races, and how you rebound from adversity. Like if you get your ass whooped and you that's what I was talking about. I said nothing about no rebound in no fucking basketball. That's what I'm trying to
bet. You said the same thing as an all-around player, man. I'm sitting here listening to you, man.
I didn't say as a basketball player, man. I didn't say nothing about no rebound in basketball. That's what I'm talking about, Vaughn. If that's what you're saying, I'm going to bet my money. I was talking about rebounding from a defeat or something. I'm trying to clear it up for Vaughn. If you allow me to, Terrio.
Exactly. Anybody can understand what
y'all
you was
not
meaning from all the bullshit.
Right.
Motherfucker.
Terrio, would you let me handle it, Terrio?
Okay.
Hold on, Terrio.
When you heard the word rebound, I said rebound from adversity.
Kid,
I was talking about rebound on how you race.
You was comparing racing to motherfucking basketball, motherfucker. I know what I'm listening to. You can't tell me what I heard.
I didn't say. You're not listening, man. I said, but I wasn't talking about getting a rebound or shooting a shot or something like that. I said, that's not what I was talking about, Vaughn. All I'm doing is trying to straighten you out with what I said, man.
Man, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to straighten you out of what you said. So, goddamn, we have a tug of war. I know what I'm
saying. You been drinking the pill popping all goddamn night.
Terrio with all that, man.
Hey, don't nobody give a fuck, you retarded ass yellow bus ride.
Terrio, we got three more minutes. Give me 3 minutes,
Terrio.
Stereo, shut your bitch ass up.
Damn.
Oh, Lord. Man.
Hey, that's why this
Stereo,
play.
We got 1 minute left.
Hey, yes,
we got 1 minute. We got 1 minute.
I was discussing basketball and racing at the same time. And all I was saying was how you rebound from adversity.
That's why he painted that car yellow, because he wanted to remember when he was riding on that yellow school bus. That short school bus with his retarded
ass. Come on, Vaughn.
I just wanted to get the show going anyway, and this shit didn't
work.
Hold on,
hold that in,
Vaughn. Sideways and all that old goof ass shit.
Thank you, Skin. That was a great question. I'm so glad we had a good dialogue. Thank you.
Let the hands go.
Okay, come on with it. Go ahead, Terrio. Go ahead, Terrio.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah, Flop.
You still in your feelings from the day? Oh, goddamn now.
I don't remember being in my feelings. I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, when can we get that cake then?
Not the cake.
What you talking about?
Come on, Sham. I can't bring the whole content there, man. I'll be going to get some rules.
As soon as the gamble happens, then you get it. As soon as the gamble happens,
get it. Lord,
okay,
how much?
Hey, Vaughn.
708-1842.
You just cracked a hell of a joke. I never thought about Terrio Yellow Car as the short boy.
Who is 1842? Who is that?
Oh, that's me. That's me.
708-1842? Who is that? Hello?
That's that Juan Big
Clap. Huh? Oh, what up,
everyone?
Come on
with.
Okay.
Man, let's see. Let's see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm gonna let y'all go. We'll let y'all go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all the mics is open.
Look at this bullshit here.
Okay, I'm turning y'all loose. Y'all wanted to get loose.
Sam,
come on,
Sam. Before you turn them loose, Sam. I heard somebody say you can't be the greatest of all time while you're still performing. They were calling Tom Brady the greatest of all time, and he just retired.
Yes.
So that's
shit.
Man,
yes.
Man, they just talking.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. They just saying anything. You can still be doing it. You can still be active.
Yeah. Sure can.
They just saying
He cleared that up. Yeah, they had already made mention of it.
Kimo, you must have been looking at my telephone.
No, I can't say nothing. They'll
use
a mic.
Man, you a lying motherfucker. You would have been muted if that was the case.
Because
you said it was laughing and giggling
down,
and all that shit.
Stokey was doing some apps.
Nah, that wasn't me, motherfucker.
We ain't worried about Stokey. We talking about you, motherfucker. Ain't nobody stop worrying about another motherfucker.
Hey,
that's our fucking problem now. We keep worried about another motherfucker.
Hey,
man.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, Kimo, on this show, I can do it when I get ready to. My mic ain't going to get muted.
There you go.
You know?
Hey, he just like Kid on the other show, on Dog Show, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
He can't do it. You can't do it, Kimo.
Everybody else on here said they're talking muting.
You are outside of Kimo. You are fucking outside of
him. Hey, Kimo, don't forget, I still want to work that board, too. I get a motherfucking ass out of there.
Shit.
You know, like what I got going on. Nah. Tell him pipe down.
Hey,
I don't like it. It better
Kimo,
pipe down.
Kimo, you fucking with the go-to ad-libbing right now. You fucking with the go-to ad-libbing right now.
Go get
that. Oh, man. Man, who you think you're talking to?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shit, who you think you're talking to? Well, I got the kid in this motherfucker. I get your ass together on him.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Man, I don't want, you know, it was some great names said, y'all. I swear, but we want to stay in the groove of the definition of a GOAT. And
man, you ain't staying in shit. Let them go. Let them out.
I'm just saying. They can argue.
Stereo, why you ain't saying nothing now, motherfucker? Get it, man. Let that man get it your ass. I want to see him holler, goddamn. I want to hear him holler now, because you can't get no. These motherfuckers going to argue with me. Tell me what the fuck I said.
Dad, that motherfucker's taking a drink.
When have you ever heard of a yak? When have you ever heard of a yak?
I know.
When have you ever heard of a motherfucking yak? A motherfucking bitch or anything like that. Them motherfuckers ain't no goddamn drag races, man.
I know what the fuck you said right now.
I did say that. I didn't mean no basket, no fucking rebound on no basketball, man. That's all I'm telling you,
bro. Hey, man, I know what you said. We called you the GOAT. Stop crying. You the go to cry baby shit right now. Stop crying, motherfucker.
Come on, come on, Von.
Hey, Von, stop it, man. What am I crying about? Because I said what I did.
You act like what you
want. Where's Von? What you want to be like, you motherfucker? What the fuck you want to be like on your trip, motherfucker?
I ain't no cry baby. Get your ass a new dose. Get your ass a new dose. Get the new dose, man.
You can't be the GOAT for this race for 3 goddamn years, motherfucker.
I didn't say
that.
I'm not
the win. Are you jealous, motherfucker? Keep on racing.
Man, I
won't
give up.
Hey, Trey, go your ass and lock me in for the first day to
try. I won't give up. What the fuck you talking about?
Hey, Vine. Go be in and lock me in for the first day of the trip, Cooper, you trip, motherfucker.
And you ain't got nothing else better to do.
No, no, I hear
you. Man, you a lying motherfucker. You just make it up.
Hey, man. Vaughn said I had to cut out with grandson. I won it. Get his big ass in there. I was beating off my ass.
Man, you lying.
Stop looking for attention, man. Stop looking for attention, man. Stop looking for attention.
You lying, Timo. You just saying that because you got a radio mission. You ain't calling a motherfucker at you for a spot.
Stop lying.
Stop lying. He didn't ask nothing. You lying. He asked for that with grandson. Man, you don't even know what you're talking. I ain't got nothing. Don't try to put me in that, Timo. Leave that alone, man. You acting like a faggot. You know why. You know why. Whatever he asked for, man, stop it. It ain't got nothing to do with no fucking age, man. Get the fuck out of here. your dumbass just making up shit.
He said, stop.
Man, you just making up shit, Kimo. If you didn't have the time you had, you would be big. You think you can't whoop a motherfucker, you gonna be. Motherfucker, they big across the country, motherfucker. Tate finna give motherfucker the back tie. They finna give motherfuckers one and one. They doing all kind of shit. What are you, the fuck are you talking about?
Hey.
Man, hey, man, when y'all talk to Kimo, man, he needs some attention. Get this motherfucker some attention. God dang. You worried about the wrong shit. Let the people negotiate their race. How the fuck they want to race?
That family box is so good. That family is complete. Okay, you put that stuff in the
front. Big Sam.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hold on.
Damn.
Hold on. I'm looking for it. Man, where is that noise coming from?
Driving their car down
somebody
the street, man.
Somebody driving,
driving like a motherfucker, man.
Somebody driving a regular car. I can't afford to put a muffler on it. Hey, Sam.
Somebody stole their Cadillac converter.
That
hey, Sam.
They stole
it. They stole it. They was parked at Terry on the goddamn.
Can you do me a favor? Stop on Thursday.
Go ahead, Ken. Go ahead.
Did you stop having topics, man, because motherfuckers don't even like topics. Just let them argue, man. That's what they want to do.
No, they can argue afterwards. They can argue.
You
wish
you
had, that was good.
I really enjoyed it.
Tell you the truth.
They argue doing.
Well, we just got
to
get all Dad.
Any
chance
that
you
said
rebound for adversity and a pill popping drunk motherfucker get up there and say that you talk about rebound and say, hold on, you should know that motherfucker popping pills.
I got it better for money.
You ain't said anything about rebound and no basketball. You ain't rebound and no basketball.
Hey,
pill popping drunk motherfucker.
Hey, Terrio, I'd be rather be pill popping than running from that ice and bust your windows out at your fucking restaurant with your dick.
Oh,
you,
shit.
You ain't paying to get your dick.
Y'all
in
person.
Hey, guess what, though? Guess what?
You
ain't want that bust the windows out the restaurant, motherfucker. Guess what? That want that bust the windows out the restaurant, motherfucker. That your motherfucker start playing the motherfucking song. I bust the windows out your house. The bitch was jamming out there, motherfucker. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me, you trip, motherfucker? Are you mad at me that they all fix, though? They all fix, motherfucker. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me, motherfucker? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me because you ain't no goddamn drag racer now? The shit didn't come out.
How about some drag racing? How about locking in, motherfucker? Lock
you
your trick ass in, motherfucker.
Lock your ass in.
I will beat no more ass in. I will take the gun out from Blackstar, motherfucker.
get your punk ass in there, and I'm going to take the cutout from Grandson.
Hey,
you kidding, motherfucker.
That's that was that little badass boy, yo, that crackhead son, yo. Look
at you, you went all the way from a drag show. We talking about locking in, motherfucker. Lock your trick ass in. We talking about locking in.
He got with a BB gun, motherfucker. That little crackhead son.
Hey, man, hold it. Are we talking about drag racing? Are we talking about locking in, motherfucker?
Man, Your ass
got to donate,
motherfucker.
Oh, man, listen how you sound.
Listen how you sound,
so
man.
Sweet
you sound
ass.
Stupid as a motherfucker.
Oh,
you got to be done. If y'all give motherfucking donating, motherfucker. Man, hey, man.
Happy birthday,
yeah, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
If it's
happy
God's
birthday.
Will, motherfucker, I turn 62
happy
years
birthday.
Old tomorrow, motherfucker,
happy
and
birthday.
Having a ball doing it, you trick, motherfucker.
You ain't gonna have a
lock
ball
me in to get me a motherfucker.
Funny leg walking,
lock me in.
Funny leg, motherfucker.
You
I
mad at me? You
come
mad
on,
at me?
Yeah.
I want to know why.
It took you five
I want to know why you mad at me. That's
you
okay, motherfucker, but I'm walking now.
Come on,
hey,
yeah.
Are y'all going to lock me in? Are y'all going to lock
that's
me
okay,
in,
Terry.
You
Terry,
lock
we know
in.
You don't get out.
Lock
we know you don't get out much. Terry, we
know
you don't get out much. We're going to let you act a fool.
I know.
You can act a fool right
nah,
now. We know you don't get out,
man. I know. Hey. Hey, man, it just shows what this motherfucking shit comes to. It shows you what this shit come to. You motherfuckers ain't no drag racer, man. This new school shit, you a tricking on Zay. Zay, how are you motherfuckers? You motherfuckers ain't doing no drag racing, man.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exceptions to the rule. Listen, baby. Maybe that's all, maybe cool. I lied. Everybody plays the fool. The sweetest.
I will fuck Sugar Bear and Freddy in them up. I will fuck Sugar Bear and Freddy in them up.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Guys on the front line, guys in the bushes. Good evening. Good evening.
I will fuck your motherfuckers up. Lock in. 41, get ready to open up. 41, get ready to open
up.
I
will
give y'all some money to go out of town.
You're going to fuck us up with your mouth, fella. That's about all you're going to do.
Okay, well, lock in. Okay, then we'll show it then. We'll lock in then.
Why don't you keep saying lock in? Why don't you come where everybody is so we can break your neck? We're going to come off the trailer and do what you want to do. 1-on-5. We'll see you.
The reason why
field.
I'm trying to do,
or we'll see
no,
you in
but,
Macon.
But
you don't
got
to go
open
up
here.
Car. I ain't asking for you
the
to drive.
The track is open
it's
here. We got a track here.
It's in your car.
We got
track
a track in Chicago,
there.
Man.
It's in your car.
No, but I'm trying to get y'all
in
traveling
your car.
Money. I'm
in
trying to get y'all
car.
Traveling money.
We asked you for nothing.
I'm trying
we
to get you traveling money.
Years. We asked you for
you got your head cut out with a Ryan. I'm trying to get you traveling money, sir.
That's okay. That's listen, I got my hands cut out every day I get up with life. Tell me something
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Lock in. Lock in.
You talk
at y'all last.
Don't talk me to sleep. Why? Lock me in, nigga.
I'm trying to lock you in. 41 is getting ready to open
no,
up, motherfucker.
Not. No, you not. Oh. That's all you keep oh. saying. What you want to do?
Well,
it ain't
what's
about
the matter
you.
With that?
Everybody
do
going
you,
down
no,
south.
It's about the
send
money.
Send your car.
Why would I do
car.
That when we got a track in Chicago,
why
man?
Why would I run you at 41? Why would I do that when 41?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would I do
why
that?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would
wouldn't
I
you?
Do that?
Tell me why you wouldn't.
Okay, I'm back to talking to the guys over here because I understand you want to exercise a little bit. You had just a few minutes of exercise.
But tell me why you wouldn't. Just tell me why you
what
wouldn't.
What did I miss, man? We moving on, Terry. We're moving on.
Chicago drag race.
The guys is locking in at an alarming rate. Why don't you join the
when?
Guys that's locking in at an alarming rate?
I'm trying to. Lock in for 41.
No, you
I'm
not.
I'm trying to.
You got cool molly around that whole body of yours.
How the fuck
your
you say the same thing, man? Hey, man. Hey, man. Do
no,
you have a track in Chicago?
No.
Do you have a track in Morocco, Indiana?
No, track
there,
in Chicago.
No, I said Morocco, Indiana.
Get it right now.
I said Morocco, Indiana.
Yeah, that ain't
in Morocco, Indiana.
Chicago.
I said Morocco,
okay.
Indiana, motherfucker. Lock
man,
your ass in.
You
the track, get ready to
position.
Open up.
We going to run you at 41 when we get ready to run you at 41. It's going to be a Big Sham's event or a Bonnie Pool's event. Take it or leave it.
So you mean
man.
I got to wait that long?
Man,
I
not
that
gonna, he's not going to raise
got,
you at
we got
at,
more
than
enough people
he
playing
with, he's not going to raise y'all at Big Sham's event because we about to race within the next week or two, and he only raised once or twice a year anyway. But he talking $1 million worth of shit, though. That's
take
good.
My money then.
Right.
Take my
come
money
on,
then.
Vaughn.
Take my money then.
I'm going to take your money. I'm going to take
when?
Your money.
When?
I'm going to take your
you
money.
You don't got to take his money. He's going to give it to you.
I know.
When?
Y'all,
man.
Talking about
when?
Y'all should have gave the man
when?
His title. He the go to giving shit away. So y'all should have gave him
okay.
his title. He a dumb
when are you going to get
wow.
it?
Did you hear that? Wait. Hold
no.
on, Terry. Did you hear that? He the go
that's
to
okay.
giving money away? Come
yes,
on,
sir.
Man.
That nigga, y'all
yes,
got to listen, man. Y'all been calling him the donator since fucking the 80s. So what the
mm-hmm.
fuck do he think he's doing? He been a donator
okay,
since
but why don't
the
you
80s,
get yours? Well, why don't you come and get some of yours?
Yo, this, like y'all said, if y'all go back to the conversation, in the beginning of the conversation, y'all say you can't name yourself the GOAT. The people gonna give you your name. Y'all named
mm-hmm.
this dumb motherfucker the donator for a reason, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gave him that name.
Okay.
That's just like
okay.
that's just like a nigga in the hood, man. We call him Killer because he done killed some shit. Y'all call him the donator because he gives shit away. That's his name.
Okay, well, can you come get some? I'm trying
you
to get
you
some.
Sell
I got
that
some.
Shit,
I got some
you
already.
You got to sell that shit, man.
I got some already.
Von,
I told you that,
Von,
motherfucker. You
Von,
pay for this.
What
you pay
ate,
for this. You pay.
What,
hey, you pay for this love seat in my house. I'll be making love on you, stupid motherfucker.
Come on, Von.
What can
fool,
I pay for a bed
shit,
now?
Man.
You
can I pay for a bed now, motherfucker? Let me buy the bed
hey,
now,
you
motherfucker.
You better watch Terry, man. Hey, man.
Let me pay for the bed now, you trick motherfucker. Let me pay for the bed.
Don't
now, see?
That's next.
Turn
that's
it
next.
Up another one. Turn it up some, motherfucker.
Oh, happy
turn
day.
It up some. Let me pay for the bed now.
Hey,
that
man,
he's too small.
That man,
hey.
Be a trick, cause
wait a minute,
trick.
Is that Yak? Is that Yiggity Yak?
Everybody got to be a trick, Mario,
oh,
cause you was a motherfucking trick. All you had to do,
okay.
drive on Madison, get your dick sucked. Stop tricking off in your restaurant, bitch.
Well,
ooh.
Hey,
man, come
hey.
On now, Yak.
You
got to say that,
Yak. Hey, dumbass, yeah, I got a love seat in there like Vine. I just brought Vine. Them love seats feel good when you get tricked on, motherfucker. So I'm trying to buy Vine a bed now. I'm trying to buy him a bed.
To you. Happy birthday, Terry O, with your sweet ass. You
can you come get your present?
Motherfucker. You walk like
happy
a
birthday, can you come get your present? Thank you.
Terry,
can you come get me a present?
Yeah,
I'll
give
you a present.
Hey, I feel sorry for that young boy. That motherfucker always coming to the racetrack. He telling his kid, his son be telling his friends in school, he going to the racetrack so that daddy can win a race. Then Terry don't never win. And then his son don't want to go back to school with his trick ass.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
His son found out all his sisters and brothers is by height.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker,
he's
that motherfucker.
Hell on him. Hey, man,
hell
on
this motherfucker, man.
Can we get a lock in? Can we get a lock in tonight? Can we get a lock in, man?
We gonna get a lock in. Don't worry about it. You lock in when we tell you lock in, you stupid bitch. How the fuck you gonna tell us when to lock in?
Hey, Vaughn.
You
wait. Hey, Vaughn.
You ain't no. You ain't
you're
no nothing. So you can talk to some winners, motherfucker. You ain't nobody. You at the back of the line.
Now, Vaughn, huh? You're being very disrespectful.
I thought it was about the money, man. Get this easy,
man.
Money.
It is about the money. Don't worry about it. That money sitting over there with you. See, you is like a fucking you like a raffle ticket or a lottery ticket. Whoever gets you for the year know they got a free $4,000-$5,000. I say that about you.
Okay,
you
well, why don't you hurry up and get it? Why don't you hurry up and get it then?
You ain't got no problem. I tell you that. You ain't got no problem giving away $4,000-$5,000. Then you're going
okay.
to
well,
you gonna be trying to fry chicken. You're going to be trying to fry chicken for breakfast the next morning. Goddamn it, after you lose
hell
that money.
Yeah. You motherfucking right, I am. I'm glad I could do that. But
yeah,
why don't you
no,
come
I'm
get
saying,
it?
Yeah. Who eat fried chicken for breakfast? You're going to be trying to sell it to them for breakfast.
Chicken and
fried
waffle.
Chicken and shit.
Chicken and waffle.
You ain't, got
waffles,
no, you ain't got no waffles up there. You can't
you
get a
goddamn
no waffle machine. You stupid motherfucker.
Oh, no. Chicken man got
well,
waffles, man? Uh-oh.
Well, I want you to buy one. I want you to buy me the machine that I'm renting it now.
Man, no. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
When?
I ain't buying you shit. You going to go deep in the hole fucking with me.
How? You don't work no more.
man. Well, I'm going to raise more than two times this year. You only raised two times last year.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a promoter now, man. You ain't racing no more.
Hey. Hey. A real nigga
you're
can do what he wants to. You do what you told.
No, you can't. You're a promoter now, man. Don't you know that? You got to shit these ass yak. Look at yak, man. That's, man, what the motherfucker name themselves? Yak, man. That's a dumbass name, man.
Yeah.
Terry or the girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be a trick, man.
I know that. You don't say it right, you trick motherfucker. You and your whole crew.
Watch out that pearl, man. Faggot ass boy.
This your shit. Mm-hmm. This your shit right here, though. This is you supposed to have fun. When the fucking track over with, open, we gonna have fun. Don't worry about it. This when you supposed to have fun. This your time to shine. This is the first time for you to get to act like you somebody. When the cops came fast. But when them bitches stop, you have to get the fuck out of the way.
Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Yeah.
Terry ain't talking about shit.
Damn. But you talking about Terrio, man. That's Terrio.
They should have named him Terry Hope.
Damn.
Hey, where Vaughn at? Where Vaughn at?
Nobody knows.
Hey, yeah.
I bought you something. It's in the microwave. Hurry up before Terry.
Hey, yeah.
Hurry up before Terry tried to get it.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Hell yeah, help me whoop Terry's ass, you know I won't. I'm from the project, motherfucker. You can give me a straight peanut butter sandwich. I'm from the project. Nigga, I don't need no jelly. Don't sweep me up.
Hey, yeah.
Shut up, Flop.
If I took a picture of me in the kitchen right now, I got me some peanut butter, spread it on a piece of bread. No jelly.
Hey, I do too, Flop. How do you think I answered that, Flop?
Man.
That's that mob Terrio Bronze over here.
I'm spreading like this motherfucking Jiffy. I'm spreading this Jiffy, baby.
Man, that's
Jiffy.
Oh, you rich. I got great value. I got great value.
Nah, I don't fuck with that.
Oh,
I got to get Jiffy, baby. You know, I like
name brand
shit. You know what I mean?
Not
I got this motherfucking Welch's. That Welch's Natural Concord Grape. Ooh-wee.
Not the Peter Pan.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
Skin, don't start, man. God damn.
Man, look at this motherfucking Peter Jiffy, baby. I got the Jiffy, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
Oh.
I got the motherfucking Jiffy. I got this motherfucking Jiffy, baby.
Where you been?
What
your old man about some food?
If you want some or not. Nah, I tried to give you one. You want me to cut it in half? Yeah.
Hell yeah, cut mine in the angle, man. You know, I can't have a straight cut. I can't have a straight cut.
Hey,
cut mine in the
angle. Let me ask you, why that motherfucker... Why that motherfucker seem like it tastes better when you cut the motherfucker in the diagonal? Why it seem like it tastes better?
Hey, that's that jelly flying to the side. That's that jelly flying.
Ooh, wee.
Flock,
you put some jelly on yours yet, Flock?
Goddamn.
Well, if you got something to drink with that motherfucker, that shit gonna stick to your motherfucking ass.
Drink his motherfucking milk.
Yeah, nigga, I eat me some cereal.
Call
the
Block Talk Radio. It's fine.
Man, we
had
a bunch of
that motherfucker.
We had in the house, goddamn, the people fighting over that goddamn Kool-Aid.
Man, I ain't had no Kool-Aid in so long. Goddamn. Don't sound bad.
Shit, boy, we be fighting like a motherfucker. Me and my brother. Then you be trying to hide yours way back in the freezer where you get a little ice in it.
Hell yeah.
You come, your brother to snuck it out and goddamn it. The guy that you mad in the motherfucker. Your mama catch you cursing. Now you got an ass whooped for coming. Hey, Rena, don't be getting mad at me. You'd have been with that nigga all day. Now you want to come in here and start shit with me.
Uh-oh.
Motherfucker. I hope he's
Don't get your ass whooped
on the radio.
Don't get your ass whooped.
You ain't been at work all motherfucking day, nigga. You been tricking on black hair.
I'm gonna knock them teeth out your mouth.
She already knocked them out.
Hey, Skin. Damn, that girl hit hard.
Hey, Flop. I could talk that shit, but I know when to shut my motherfucking mouth. And I don't care who
he
is. Nigga, I don't take
ass whooping
too much.
Hey, Scrap. Not Scrap. Let me hear that garage door go up. And y'all ain't gonna hear me on the phone no more till tomorrow morning.
Now she gonna wanna fight. And one of her titties look longer than the other one. He been pulling on that one.
Come on, man. Oh, you gonna get your ass.
Let me see your nipple.
I don't even know why y'all listening to him.
I hope it's a comfortable seat in the limo, because that's where you're going to be sleeping tonight.
you're
going to be sleeping on the couch tonight, motherfucker.
Man, I done slept on that before. Shit.
I know. You're going to be on that motherfucker again.
Man, hey, one thing about me, it's all right. I don't need it all the time. She be right there, I see it. Pull this motherfucker out and take care of my own self. Fuck that.
Oh, damn. Lord.
Right in front of her.
Tell her right in front of her.
Then I tell her, goddamn it, you see how fast this motherfucker came? But I got to wrestle with you for 30 minutes, get a nut, and I can play with this motherfucker and get it fast.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Had that nightgown stuck to her back in the morning.
Man, she go, hey, fly wet like a motherfucker. All hammer glue all on her back.
Oh,
man.
Oh, motherfucker, yeah.
Boy.
Man, Yak ain't talking nothing but the bullshit, man. Yak is a motherfucking Yak. Yak sounds just like his name. Yak sounds like his motherfucking name. Yak. He sounds just like Yak.
To my birthday, just say happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday,
Terrio.
Why is that?
Happy birthday.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, Chicken Man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Let's get that. Hey,
I'm going to tell that nigga
I'm trying
in
2 hours.
Yet. I'm going to wake
I'm
his ass up in 2 hours.
Hey, Terrio.
I'm going to share. I'm going to be
Hey,
Shorty, you know what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be eating a piece of birthday cake out some ass. So you ain't got to wait.
Oh,
I'm going to be already doing that. I'm going to be
already doing that.
I know that. And then once they did, they played the record. I'm not the windows out the restaurant, motherfucker. They played the record. They played that record after they did it, motherfucker. But they all back in there now, motherfucker.
But
so what
cool
I need you to do is to lock in.
It's cool though, Terrio, because the only way I knew it was a hype because it was my auntie, so we both losing.
Hey, man, it's all good, but let me ask you something. Can you lock me in, sir? Can you do that?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Why did you send me to my phone 41 openings, some bullshit race going backwards?
I sent that to your phone because the first day the track opened, we paid race. So I was showing you when day the track opened so we can lock in for after that date.
Okay.
But
Can we lock in for after that day tonight on Shannon's show?
I don't want to play with you. I just want to wait until after that day. And then we go.
Can we lock in on the national show right now, man? Can we do that? There you go. Change it for. Hey, man, can we lock in now, man? Can we lock in?
Hey, Terrio. I sent the schedule to your phone so we can pick a date. And once I sent that schedule, you keep running, talking about the first day of track open. So
okay.
I knew you were fine,
show me.
I told
okay.
you came
okay.
race on the first day.
Okay. Now, we on the show now. We going to lock it in front of the whole world on this show. What day your trick ass want to lock in, motherfucker? Show me you're trying to lock in with your trick ass.
I'm trying to lock in. Hey, girl, get down. I'm trying to lock in whatever day I call you and tell you you ready.
Oh, man, you a trick, motherfucker. You talk about the GOAT. Motherfucker, you a trick.
I never said nothing
about
no GOAT. I don't give a fuck about no goddamn GOAT.
I know that because you're nowhere near that. Can you lock me
Hey, Terrio, I got a lot of motherfucking years to put in. You say you 62. Goddamn, and I'm 42. Let me put in 20 more years and see why I stand.
Okay. I can understand that. Can you lock me in right now tonight on this show, man? Damn! You said it's
man, I'm trying to lock you in for no date, man. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to send you out of town.
Who else on this phone feel like they're going to be ready the first couple weeks of April to race in 41? Who else on this phone besides Terrio? Let me say again. Who else on this phone feel like they're going to be able to race within the first couple weeks at 41?
Nobody.
I heard Keith Sweat singing that shit Thursday. Nobody. Oh, man. Come on, Porter Bear. Sing the song, Porter Bear. Nobody.
All that
bit long.
Boy, this bitch. Beef, what you at, Beef? Well, it's gonna look. It looks like it's gonna be the same usual.
Hey, B, can you sing that song that Keith Sweat was singing Thursday? Nobody. He just asked
that?
Who else ready? that nobody. Von said that who else is ready to raise?
Terrio.
Within a couple of weeks at 41.
Terrio.
Nobody said nothing besides me, man. I want you to see that show. Nobody. Yes.
Bless you, whoever they'll sneeze.
Nobody. Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
What up? What up?
Hey, Von.
Yeah.
Hey, man, bet that 300 that Zay get his ass whooped by Biz on the 22nd, man. That your motherfucker, that you said you and Zay is the only motherfuckers on the south side that really rapping. Bet Zay get his ass whooped on a motherfucking 22nd by Biz, man.
I'll take that bet, Dario.
I did.
Who is that?
Jerry. I'll take that bet.
I'm trying to get that motherfucker with that. What that?
I'm not going to get down on you because you got down on me. I will bet you, man.
Honestly, Jerry, we cool. Money on the wood makes the bet go a good with you and I, so we don't have no. You know that we keep it in the neutral
Jerry,
zone.
You the
know.
Only dispute, motherfucker.
We can get that. Hold it. Nah, but I just don't want to go through that. Von punk ass, I bet that Zay get his motherfucking ass whooped, motherfucker. Von was talking all that shit about
listen,
him and Zay.
You never
so
heard
bad.
Me talk no shit. Hey, listen, man. I'm betting on motherfucking grandson, nigga. That's all I'm telling
okay.
you. So take it
okay.
how you want to take.
I'll bet you I whoop grandson ass at 41 if you give me the cutout if your trick ass dry.
I okay, so that's not going to happen. So we don't got to entertain that.
Okay.
We don't have to entertain
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay then,
and we
I bet you I whip my ass. Hold it.
Hey, listen.
I bet you I whip. Hey, man. I bet you.
We ain't got to put Zay car in our business. We ain't got to put Biz car in our business.
What bet do we
got?
We
ain't got to put no other cars in our business.
What bet do we got?
Me and you gonna race.
What bet do we got?
We gonna race for 6,000 at the fucking track. That's it. That's all. Watch what I tell you.
When?
When I tell you, motherfucker, you can't hear.
Oh, damn. Hey, man. Hey, man, who you racing, man? Who you going out of town to race, man? I'm going to bet you get your ass whooped. Who you racing,
I'm going to bet you you don't bring motherfucking Boo Magic to motherfucking Biz race, goddamn it, or Bobby race. That's what I'm going to bet you.
No, I'm not going.
Hey,
you don't understand what kind of car that is. That's an in-house nigga. That's an in-house car, man. That motherfucker races at home, man. That's a home. Hey, man.
You got the back tire, $500. You got the back tire, $500. And a hotel if you come to any one of the races.
Nah, hey, man. That's an in-house car, man. That car races at home, man.
Well, this is what I'm telling you. Hey, listen, that car had been all the way in motherfucking Hattiesburg, Michigan. That car
it did
been
that
there.
Once it was blue. It did it once it was blue. It did it once it was blue.
You wasn't there. You don't know how
I know that.
You don't even know how your
car
was down.
I know that. It's an in-house car now. Hey, man. The yellow chicken feathers won't let it go out of town. Hey, man, the yellow chicken feathers won't let it go out of town.
Hey, that made a good-ass color, though. That made a good-ass color, though, because y'all took Chicken Man El Camino yellow and mixed it with Three Love
I know that.
Yellow, and y'all came up with your shit. That shit, that came out decent.
Hey, man, it's an in-house car. That motherfucker race at home, man.
I race at home too, Terrell. That ain't no big deal.
Okay, then when we gonna lock in and race at home?
We're going to lock in next week.
Hey, I was. Okay, I'm going to wait till next week. I'm going to wait till next week.
Well, maybe 500, I'm going to lock you in next week.
Why would I give you 500 to lock you in next week?
You stupid.
Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for participating. This should be interesting these next few weeks. I'm looking forward to it.
Really?
I'm really looking forward to it.
We ain't gonna let you down. It's gonna be some racing the next.
I already know. I mean, I know it's gonna happen. We just.
So
we waiting patiently. You know what I'm saying? We waiting patiently.
You gotta tell me your business.
I know y'all gonna get it on.
What? I don't know what that means.
Oh man, hold on, Jeremiah, go on mute.
Have a whole conversation.
Well, everybody, anybody else? All right.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay, I know y'all, I don't know if y'all done with the subject, but my opinion, my interpretation of it is somebody being a GOAT, they could sit back. It's, you know, a drag race is kind of agricultural-like. You just watch, you sit back and watch the vegetation, watch all the, you know, middle schoolers, new schoolers, that's for a person being a GOAT. They sit back and watch their crops grow. And I'm going back on mute.
Oh, who is that? Who is that speaking? I'm sorry. Who is that?
Drunk ass Larry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Appreciate you, brother Larry. I appreciate that.
Hey, get out.
All right. Anybody else? Hey, Flop, is Flop there? I ain't really trying to start nothing else, but is Flop there? I want to just ask him a question. Yeah. Flop, are you there? Okay. All right. Going once, going twice. Anybody else? Appreciate y'all, as always.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. Same bat time, same bat channel. I appreciate y'all. See y'all Thursday.